I first met Allison in the fall of 2021. Allison definitely came off as a genuine person, but as you get to know her, she also overshares a lot with her personal life.
I thought maybe she just really needed a friend, but also I remember thinking, don't tell her any important information.
I saw on her social media that she was pregnant. Then she sent me the flyer for the gender reveal party.
I just remember her saying she would bring the baby on campus in a stroller to meet everyone. But I just knew that I'd never meet the baby.
It seemed like she skipped about 4 months of pregnancy, and she just had a 9-month full-term baby belly ready to go. That just didn't make sense. She's lying about anything and everything. Maybe she's lying about her pregnancy.
Riley is smiling and she goes, Allison's water just broke. She's going to the hospital. Her due date isn't until January, and it's only September 20th. What's going on?
Whenever it would say summer 10 plus notifications, I just knew it was something good. She, in all caps, said, Allison's in labor.
I go on this Photoshop detector. Whatever's white has been Photoshopped. I put in the picture of Allison holding the baby with the hospital wristband on. And sure enough, the hospital bracelet turns bright white.
When all the evidence was pointing towards this is fake, there was still a part of me of like, well, what if we're wrong?
Who accuses someone of faking a baby? If we're wrong, we are the worst humans in the world.
Professor Knopp looked at me and she said, Daniel, there's things that are going on that you don't know. And I kind of made like a gesture with my hands signaling a baby bump. And she nodded her head very hesitantly. And at that point, we both knew that she was lying about the baby.
I get a text from Allison saying, they expelled me for, in quotes, having sex and allowing my grades to drop. And because I was expelled, I'm also banned from campus.
She texted me in all caps, Daniel! And then it was the mugshot. And then it said $5,000 bond. It had her full name. It said that the charge was violation of a protective order.
She's a pathological liar and manipulator. Allison went to the local baseball game that she knew Professor Locke was at and took a picture there of her and her kids. She was going to her house and sending her pictures.
I found out that she was stalking Professor Locke on October 24th, 2024.
It's happening again. This is crazy.
I can't even keep track of how many potential pregnancies this is at this point.
I received a call that morning saying that Allison was claiming to be pregnant once again. I and a few other friends were tasked with figuring out if she actually looked pregnant or not. She finally stood up, and I did not believe that she was pregnant.